The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamu alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on an auspicious day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's 8th Imam, Imam al-Rida, peace be upon him. So we offer our congratulations to all brothers and sisters all around the world. Today, Wednesday, is the 11th of Zilqa'da, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Happy Eid on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Imam Rida, peace be upon him.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
So let's open this episode by knowing about the conduct of Imam Reza alayhi salam. Before traveling to Merv, Imam Reza, peace be upon him, lived in Medina, a city where the shrine of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family was located, and his fathers rested in peace. He was occupied with guiding people and explaining Islamic educations and Prophet's seerah, manner and belief and behavior. People of Medina loved him and assumed him as their kind father. Although he had spent most of his life in Medina, he had many obedient followers throughout the Islamic territory. His imamate and succession was announced repeatedly by his father, grandfathers, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Especially Imam Kazem, peace be upon him, mentioned him as the imam after himself several times. Some examples are as follows. One of his followers narrates, "One day Imam Kazem, peace be upon him, came to us, holding his son's Ali's hand. We were 60 people. He said, 'Do you know me?' I replied, 'You are our master and leaders.' He said, 'Say my name and title.' I said, 'You are Musa, the son of Jafar, son of Muhammad.' He said, 'And who is this with me?' I replied, 'Ali, the son of Musa, son of Jafar.' He said, 'So bear witness that he is my representative during my life and my successor after my death.' He is further introduced as the 8th imam in a saying by Prophet narrated by Jabir. Also, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, has repeatedly told Imam Kazem, peace be upon him, that knowledgeable of Prophet's progeny is your son and he is your successor. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Shia listeners, thank you for choosing this episode of today's special for listening to. And of course, we express our congratulations to all of you on the birthday anniversary of Imam Reza, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the blessings of Imam Reza alayhi salam and the importance of his graveyard and holy shrine. One who visits Imam Reza's holy shrine devotedly and shows true love, Allah Almighty will forgive his sins. This is what we have heard and seen, and we have seen in hadith and narrations. In another hadith we read, "I inquired the Imam about his fate. The kind Imam alayhi salam replied, 'I will be soon murdered by poison. If the one who visits my shrine recognizes my right, his past and future sins will be forgiven.' It is also mentioned in narration that the pilgrimage and ziyarah of the kind Imam alayhi salam saves one from the difficulties and problems. Any believer who visits Imam Reza's holy shrine has some spiritual and material problems, but if he devotedly expresses his courtesy to His Holiness and seeks recourse, Imam alayhi salam will assist him and solve his problems. There were and are many such instances in history. There have been many mentally and physically ill pilgrims from Iran and other countries who have had the honor to visit the holy shrine of Imam Reza alayhi salam, and thus they received what they had asked for. And there have also been so many people who have been guided in this holy shrine and converted to Islam and became Muslims. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa Ridha al-Murtada
Al-Imam al-Taqi al-Naqi. O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha,
the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr, perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones. About his character, we come to slowness in answering supplication. Imam Reza spoke about the reason for the slowness in responding to supplication. Ahmad ibn Muhammad has narrated, I said to Imam Reza, peace be upon him, I have asked a need from Allah since so and so year, and something has entered my heart because of slowness in answering it. The Imam declared, O Ahmad, be aware of that Satan makes a way against you in order to make you despair of Allah's mercy. Imam al-Baghir, peace be upon him, said, the believer asks his need for Allah, the Great and Almighty, but he delays responding to him out of love for his voice and listening to his wailing. Then he said, by Allah, what Allah sets behind the believers in this world is better than what he sets before them therein. The believer's supplication during ease should be similar to that of his during hardship. He should not flag in supplicating when he's given. Therefore, be not tired of supplication, for it is of great position with Allah, the Great and Almighty. Adhere to patience, seeking the lawful and tightening your bonds of kin. On the auspicious birthday anniversary of Shia's 8th Imam, Imam al-Riza, peace be upon him, accept our congratulations and be happy on a happy Eid.
Ali Musa al-Riza, Ali Musa al-Riza, Ali Musa al-Riza, Ya Ali Musa al-Riza.
To make the most of ziyarah of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. One way to make the most of ziyarah of Ahlul Bayt in a best way is paying attention to the infallible. 1. Recall how much love the Ahlul Bayt have for their Shias and their Zawars, visitors. The other one, how much have we and do we continue to hurt them by turning away from their guidance with our evil deeds? Think about how much we owe them. They are the source of all goodness in creation. Think about establish a spiritual connection with the infallible. And of course, be in a state of dua. Some people think of duas as something that needs to be read, but the higher from the dua is a state of heart, and is a state of calling upon Allah through the appropriate channels for help. We need to help that state of need and wanting about us in order to feel the response of the Imam to our ziyarah.
Why is the 8th Imam known as Alim Ali Muhammad? And this is a title given to him by his grandfather, affirmed by his father. All the Imams were blessed with special knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Rather, we actually have narrations that when it comes to the Imams, when it comes to their fawa'il, you know, the qualities and virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them, they are all equal. Of course, then, you know, the Imam says, of course, Rasulullah and Ali have their own status. Status is issue is a different one, but when it comes to the qualities, for example, the infallibility or the issue of knowledge, they are all same. Rasulullah is Madinatul Ilm. Ali is the Bab and the gate of that city of knowledge. You know, when you look at Imam Sajjad, you have the books like Sahifis Sajjadiyah, which reflects the knowledge that Allah has given to him. You look at the fifth Imam known as Baqir Ulum al-Nabiyyin, the one who exposed the knowledge of the Anbiya to the Ummah. Then the sixth Imam is known as the founder of the Shia Ja'fari Fiqh, because of the opportunity he had to explain the Shi'i perspective as compared to the other emerging fiqh of, you know, Imam Malik and Abu Hanifa. And Shafi and Hanbali came later on. And so even Imam Musa al-Kazim had been blessed with that knowledge. The Imam, Imam Jawad, who came, one of the youngest of the Imam, in spite of his very young age, you know, his knowledge was known, especially in this debate that he, Mamun al-Rashid, organized between the Chief Justice and Imam Jawad. And then we come to Imam Ali al-Naqi, Imam Hassan al-Askari. All of them have been blessed with knowledge. Our present Imam, we are told, the ahadith is that when he makes his appearance, Ajjalallahu ta'ala faraju sharif, the advancement of all the human civilizations from Adam to that day would be considered like 1 out of 25 shares of the knowledge. Imam will bring the remaining 24 shares. And so, you know, the knowledge has been given to all.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
Dear brothers and sisters, on our auspicious birthday anniversary of Imam al-Riza, we hope the best moment, the happiest moment for all of you all around the world. Thank you very much for listening till the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say, say, say.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends. Since today is the auspicious 11th of Dhulqa'dah, the birthday of the Prophet's 8th infallible heir, Imam Reza, peace upon him, let us contemplate on one of his sayings, on the blessings of the presence of the divinely ordained Imam on the society. The Imam is a kind father, a helper brother, a compassionate mother to a minor child, and a refuge for servants in severe calamities.
Take pieces of bread from me. and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the severity and intensity of a believer's ordeal and his test that he undergoes in his life. You know, this is a topic which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. For example, we read the following in one verse of the Holy Quran. God Almighty says, Do you suppose that you shall enter paradise, though there has not yet come to you the likes of what befell those who went before you? Stress and distress befell them, and they were convulsed until the apostle and the faithful who were with him said, when will Allah's help come? Look, Allah's help is indeed near. Right? So this verse indicates the fact that, you know, all of the believers, they will be tested, they will be tried, and in these times of trials and tribulations and ordeals, they should seek the help from Allah, because the help of Allah is very near. In the same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, verily the ordeal is faster in descending upon a pious believer than rain to the bottom of the earth. It comes fast down upon the believer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has also said, the prophets have the hardest ordeals from among people, then their successors. Then they scale down according to their piety. Right? So the theme here is that the closer you are to Allah, the more intense and severe will be the trials that you have to go through. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, verily a believer is tested with all calamities and dies in any kind of death, but he does not kill himself. Right? So this is a beautiful hadith in the sense that it also alludes to the fact that no matter how hard the believer is tried and no matter the intensity of the trials that he goes through, the believer will never kill himself and he will never commit suicide. It's a very beautiful hadith. It's very relevant today, especially during this time where suicide has become One of the number one causes of death amongst young people. I mean, it's not that much prevalent in Muslim societies, it has become a problem in all places. Of course, this does not detract from the fact that sometimes our evil actions also lead to the onset of ordeals. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been narrated as having said, "Allah Most High revealed to Prophet Job, 'Do you know what your sin against me was that brought ordeals down upon you?' He said, 'No.' God said, 'You entered the court of the Pharaoh and uttered two flattering words.'" Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the severity of a believer's ordeals in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So, I really welcome you all, Brother Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad Haider to our today's program. How are you? Fine? Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, how about you?
How are
Alhamdulillah.
You?
Thank you. How about Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Fine? All right. Okay, inshallah, in this session, we will talk about ayah 129 and 130 of Surah Ali Imran on page
66.
So, everybody, let's listen once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله غفور رحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Don't worry, we'll be reciting the same, inshallah, even maybe better. Okay, we'll try our best, inshallah, to recite that way. So, guys, let's have a quick and short explanation. Allah Almighty, in these two verses, say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله غفور رحيم. In the next ayah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. So Allah Almighty in Ayah 129 says, to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَى, He forgives whomever He wishes. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَى, And punishes whomever He wishes. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, And Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. In the next ayah, Allah says, O you who have faith, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة, do not exact usury twofold and severfold. واتقوا الله, and be wary of Allah, be pious so that you may be felicitous. Alright, تفلحون. So guys, whatever you see around you, whatever you see around you belong to Allah Almighty. Tawheed in Malikiyah, one of the instances of Tawheed it was, yes? Tawheed in Malikiyah, in ownership. So anybody who believes in Tawheed, in oneness of Allah Almighty, he must also believe Allah Almighty owns anything in the creation. You yourself belong to Allah Almighty. So, if this is the case, if Allah Almighty wants you to sacrifice yourself in the way of Allah Almighty, you should not say no. Because you're not yours. You're Allah Almighty's, right? He is the owner, not you. Got it? So He has the ownership. And it's not you who owns yourself, right? It's Allah Almighty who owns you. That's it. If somebody knows Tawheed this way, for sure there will be no excuses for him to have a stress, have like depression, like, oh, I don't have to go, Allah Almighty wants me to go to fight in the way of Allah Almighty, but I don't want, oh, this kind of stress, come on, you are for Allah Almighty, go sacrifice yourself. He has given you this life, He will give you back in the heaven, inshallah, okay, He'll send you to the heaven. So guys, if somebody believes that way, if somebody believes in Tawheed, he has to believe in the ownership of Allah Almighty as well. Alright? يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ, Allah Almighty forgives whomever He wishes. It's Allah Almighty. He is forgiving. He is merciful. At the end of the ayah, it says, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ, So whoever Allah Almighty, whomever Allah Almighty wants, will forgive. Whomever Allah Almighty wants, will punish. But there are also certain beliefs, okay, that Allah Almighty, for example, forgive someone for those cases, in these cases, okay? And some cases are there that Allah Almighty will not forgive. For example, shirk, that we said, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, okay? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, for example. Allah Almighty will forgive anything else, okay? Except the shirk. Allah Almighty will not forgive the shirk, okay? So guys, it's this way. Got it?
Yes.
It's Allah Almighty. But we, yeah, of course, have to ask Allah Almighty to forgive us, yeah, to bless us. This is what we are taught, okay? Allah Almighty asks us to do so. In the next ayah, Allah Almighty talks about an important topic, which is a vast topic, okay? That we'll just pinpoint, we'll explain it shortly, but really you need to refer to the tafsir books, to the ahadiths, okay? To learn more about this. It talks about riba. Riba is termed as usury. So refer to the tafsir books, inshallah. You'll learn about riba, alright?
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
We don't have much time, that's why. Inshallah. Also, it has a vast topic, needs explanation. So refer, inshallah, today. Tafasir books. Allah Almighty says, لا تأكلوا الربا. So, totally, it means Allah Almighty says, do not exact usury. Usury is haram in Islam, all right? So guys, let's move on to the tajweed rules. Important ones, inshallah, we'll mention. Then we'll practice the recitation of Fawad. Ready? Yeah? So the first point, Fawad will say, وَلِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ. So how to read the word Allah? Can you explain it, Fawad?
Sir, if there's a kasra sound before the word Allah.
A kasra sound so or a kasra haraka, that's
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, kasra haraka. So the lam in the word Allah is pronounced with an ah sound.
With an a or a? Like lillah, Allah, la sound. All right? Next.
Yes. But a dhamma or a fatha comes before the word Allah.
All right.
The Allah.
The word Allah is pronounced?
The Allah is pronounced heavily.
Heavily with an
like,
a sound. Good job. Like you say, billah, it has an a sound because kasra is there. Lillah, kasra. But Allahumma or wallahu, huwallah, qul huwallahu ahad.
What if the haraka before? There's no haraka before the word. If it's sakin.
If it's sakin, so put hamzatul wasl there. Allah. Hamzatul wasl. The word alif, the word lam in the beginning. Allah. It is actually al ilah. Yes? Ilah. So al you have. Lam is sakin, so Hamzatul Wasl is there. That's why we use Hamzatul Wasl. We talked about it, right? Put a fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl and read. So when you put a fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl, all right? So it becomes like you read it with a fatha. So in this case, heavily. If there is another word that ends with a sakin, two sakin letters, you have put a kasra. We studied it. When the meeting of two sakin letters, iltaqa'u sakinatain. We studied it, yes? We learned it. So when you have, there are different cases out there, okay? Normal case is that when you have like two sakin letters meeting together, put a kasra, yeah, in the first one and read the word. So, for example, especially when you have tanween, yawma idhin nilhaq, yawma idhin alhaq, yawma idhin ends with noon sakin, alhaq ends, it starts with lam sakin. Hamzatul Wasl is also sakin. Yawma idhinil haq. You put a kasra there. That's it. Next. Walillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Ard ra has a heavy sound. Dad has a heavy sound. Jim tells you it's jais to stop here or continue. Yaghfiru liman yasha. Liman yasha, brothers. Whenever you see nun sakin or tanween, the same as nun sakin. Plus, ya, waw, ra, mim, lam, noon. Merge the sound. Insert this noon sakin into that letter. Liman yasha, insert it to ya. Limay yasha. Limaw, limay, liman, limal, limam. That's it. Limar, qur rabbi. Qul rabbi, qur rabbi. That is also an example for this. So, limay yasha. Mad lin also we have ay. لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Mad is wajib here. Hamza is in the same word. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Look, tanween plus ra, join them. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رُّرْرَحِيمٌ. رُّرْرَحِيمٌ, رُّرْرَحِيمٌ. That's it. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. يَا, the mad is not wajib, right? It's not wajib. It is jais. Ya ayyu. Ya is one word. Yeah. It stands for ayyu. One word. Ayyu stands for another word. Ayyuhal ladhina amanu la ta'akulu riba. Riba. Also, the mad is not wajib. Riba adu'afam adu'a'anu a'afan. Tanween plus meme. Merge them again. Yarmalun, I told you. Adu'afam mudu'afah. مضاعفةً. If you stop تنوين changes to سكون صلة tells you it's better to continue مضاعفةً. So when you continue تنوين plus واو merge them مضاعفةً. واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. That's it. Ready to recite?
Yes.
Listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, listen and repeat, please. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء.
يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء.
والله غفور رحيم.
والله غفور رحيم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة.
واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Allah bless you. We practiced the tajweed rules. We mentioned them. And we also practiced the recitation. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, the next session will continue towards the next verses or ayat of Surah Ali Imran. Stay with IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasser for being with us. See you, inshallah. Nothing to say?
No, sir.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wal'an alahum ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us in the previous episode, we discussed the necessity of supplication, and we will, in this episode, God willing, have a look at rationale behind supplication. Now, if we put aside the reasons offered by the infallible imams about the necessity of supplication, about the necessity of supplication for a moment, and if we somehow concentrate on the rationale behind the necessity of supplication, we will, I assume, definitely conclude that we cannot do anything else except turning towards Allah. Allama Tabatabai, when talking about the verse, "All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds," says, "Thus man possesses only the prestige of worship. This truth does not depend on our awareness of it. Whether we realize it or not, this is an innate and somehow compulsory relation. This is a truth related to man's existence and to other creatures' existence as well." So this is what Allama Tabatabai says about the verse Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now, for further elaboration, let us refer to the words which Allama Tabatabai has added when talking about this verse. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And whoever that is in the heavens and the earth makes obeisance to Allah only. Allama Tabatabai says, if in front of Allah, the Almighty, man and the other creatures have no prestige except that of obedience, then what is left for us to carry out is to have a direct relation with Allah. And we have to ask Him for our needs. In fact, if human wisdom could comprehend this truth thoroughly, man would never establish any kind of connection except with Allah. Of course, being effective and affected is inevitable among the creatures, but all these effects are done by Allah's will. So this is the rationale behind supplication that we are discussing. This rational reasoning is enough to convince us to be compelled to pay full attention to the source of the creation, to pay our fullest attention to that source, to that absolute cause. For instance, this verse, say, "My Lord would not care for you were it not for your prayers." قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ. This verse refers to this rational necessity. The establishment of the school of supplication in Islam and the emphasis of the verses and traditions on worshipping Allah all reveal a secret in this school, and it shows how supplication is necessary for our daily lives. This is among the most fundamental and basic issues in the realm of secrets between the creator and the creatures, which, if enacted, would bring about actions and movements.
I remember when I first met Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad abaz. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, the human nature, which is always after gaining of benefits and interests, will demand more if its needs are constantly met. Satisfying all these necessities will call for extraordinary endeavor. In order to satisfy his needs, man resorts to anything possible. But no matter how hard we attempt, there always remains some needs unsatisfied, and I assume we have all experienced that. In this case, man will select one of the two ways. Either he despairs and he resorts to depression, or he attempts frantically. In other words, in order to satisfy his needs, man leaves the human boundary, tries so hard that he may neglect what is good and what is bad, and this is because he is controlled by some whims and desires which have made him blind. This is where we observe the secrets behind the strict recommendations of Islam. We will see that this religion somehow bridges the spiritual mental gaps in man and has provided him with some apparatus through which he may not lose himself in hazardous waves of different needs and necessities, and to be strong against these inevitable temptations, inevitable hardships. Now, dear listeners, it is a fact that man can add up energy to his feebled muscles and join the initiator of all the creation by supplication. So, in this way, he can stand against any problem. He can consider his capabilities above all needs, because now he knows he is connected to someone else, to the all-powerful, to the all-beneficent. This is because he has asked for the assistance of Allah. He has determined to progress because his success is now guaranteed. We should add that human wisdom will not allow man to stand lonely and helpless in the face of the difficult moments of his life and to get along life without using supplication. This is because supplication is the nearest means, the safest way that is in harmony with the divine nature of man. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
And every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Deen al-Islam, deen al-Islam, deen al-Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules of taqlid, or following a religious scholar, a jurisprudential scholar, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish.